are demonstrating today about the inhumanity shown by our government to would-be refugees trying to cross the Mediterranean, and our government has withdrawn funding which stopped people from drowning. Overcrowded boats with not enough fuel lead to people drowning unless they're picked up by naval vessels. The Italian government has just not got enough resources to do it properly, and the rest of the EU are following our bad example in not providing funds to save these people. Refugees need a safe way to get from places like Syria, like Sudan, like Eritrea, where there's war or really bad governments. We are asking our government to show compassion. Don't let them drown. I'm here today to protest against the inhumanity of our government and other EU governments in allowing boatloads of refugees from fleeing from violence and repression in their own countries to founder and sink in the Mediterranean by refusing funding for the search and rescue operations which could otherwise pick these people up and bring them to safety. If you believe that allowing people to drown unnecessarily is inhuman, please take a leaflet, sign our petition, or join this demonstration as we make our way to Sheffield's Home Office building to petition the Home Secretary, Theresa May, to restore this funding urgently. Thank you.
My name is Sesfam. I'm originally from Eritrea. I've been living here for the last 10 years, and I've been getting all the bad news about Eritreans experiencing the worst human beings can experience. Leaving the country, being shot. I know lots of people who've been shot when crossing the border in Eritrea. Last Christmas, my cousin was killed by Bedouin smugglers in Sudan. You all celebrated Christmas, and I celebrated Christmas with that bad news. I know lots of people who've been kidnapped and asked to pay ransom in Sinai. I know lots of my friends and relatives, neighbors and school classmates who drowned in the Mediterranean Sea. I know right now there are people who are desperate in Eritrea, in prisons, and I know thousands of people who are in refugee camps in Ethiopia, in Sudan, and other parts of the world. Eritreans are leaving the country by mass. According to the United Nations reports, 4,000 people are leaving monthly the country. And these people are falling into the hands of smugglers. Very few are making it to the Mediterranean Sea. And as you know, in October 2013, 369 Eritreans drowned in the sea in one day near Lampedusa. And that was the day many European media outlets covered it. Since then, there was a search and rescue operation being done by Italian organization. Unfortunately, that operation has been stopped, and lots of refugees are in great danger at the moment and dying in the Mediterranean Sea. As I said earlier, the Mediterranean Sea is becoming a mass grave, and we are all letting it be. That is a crime against humanity. We are quiet. We are not doing anything. We are letting people drown, helpless people to drown in the Mediterranean Sea. I call upon the European states, including the United Kingdom, to give them a safe route to be able to claim asylum, to give them a program like the Gateway Protection Program, where people come to the UK and get a safe route. A lot of Syrians are suffering at the moment, we know that. A lot of Iraqi are suffering at the moment, we know that. A lot of Congolese are suffering, and we know that. Civil war is going on in Sudan, and we know that. Sudanese are escaping from a government that is a dictator government accused of genocide. A lot is going on in Syria. Lawlessness is going in Syria. Lawlessness is going in Libya. These desperate people are trying to escape from their own countries, which are in flame, which are in danger at the moment. And it's not fair to block the route for them to seek safety. At the moment, I can see that there is a sign ahead across the road, fire exit. If there is a fire in that building and people run away from that building, if you block that fire exit, what do you think? You will end up in the court, and you will be a criminal because you have closed that fire exit for them. These refugees are running away from the countries that are in flame, and blocking and not letting them come is a crime against humanity. So let's not bury our heads in the sun and let them drown in the Mediterranean Sea. Thank you.
Solidarity campaign on behalf of Bashir El-Farah, who's the chair of our campaign, and is himself from Palestine, from Gaza. There's many, many Palestinians who are among those who have drowned in the Mediterranean, and we in Sheffield Palestine Solidarity Campaign hold our government and the European Union responsible, first of all, for supporting Israel its murderous assaults on the Palestinian people that makes life, particularly in the Gaza Strip, impossible for people and makes them desperate enough that they need to leave. And then we hold the government responsible again for allowing people, abandoning people to drown in the Mediterranean Sea. In October last year, a boat with almost 500 people on it sank in the Mediterranean. And we think about 300, maybe more, of the people on board were Palestinians either from Gaza or fleeing from the conflict in Syria. And I want to read out the testimony from two people who drowned on that boat, Mohamed Al-Ratisi and Sajed Hamed, who fled Gaza because their lives had been destroyed in the war of 2014. And they drowned in the Mediterranean, and we know from survivors that they survived for almost 4 days swimming in the Mediterranean, trying desperately to survive after the boat sank. Mohammed's family has sent this message to the world. We ask the international community to do something about the conditions that drive people's loved ones to go to such extremes to achieve the things that people in Europe and in America and other places just take for granted. Taking up a scholarship, just travelling outside of your own country. We ask the international community to do something about the unscrupulous people who prey on these desperate migrants and profit from their misery. We ask the international community to shoulder their human responsibilities to help people in such circumstances, to search and rescue them, to search for their bodies at the very least. It pains us so much to think of our son and his brother swimming desperately for days on end, holding his injured friend, while no country cared enough even to look, let alone to save them. How must he have felt? No family should have to suffer what we are going through. Please make sure no other family does. And that's Mohammed's family, Mohammed from Gaza. Thank you.
Hello everyone, I'm Gillian Creasy, I'm a city councillor in the town hall and I'm standing in the general election for the Green Party. Congratulations to everybody for turning out. This is sometimes not a popular call to be making and it's brave when people do take their time to come out and stand up and be seen for what is actually a basic human right and necessity. I'm looking around and seeing, show compassion, don't let them drown, don't let them die. And a sign here pointing out that the UK has only taken 143 people from Syria. So there's a call there, which we heard earlier. Give them safe passage. Let people who desperately need a safe place to be, let them come here. So we say all those things. Let's deal with this emergency. But what I want to do as well is to pick up where Hillary left off and say we need to look at the causes of this problem. And some of the causes to me are war, extreme poverty, and climate change. I actually started being active in the Green Party around the time of the war in Iraq. And at that time, the Green Party was saying, obviously, no war, but also, why war? And we were pointing out that many of these wars are about resources. They're wars for oil, and increasingly there are wars over other resources, for water, for land, and so on. And it's this that is leading our leaders to wage war. In terms of poverty, there is massive, this is so obvious, but there is massive exploitation, sort of based on our colonial past and our ongoing systems that allow huge companies to exploit developing countries, other countries in the world. And we have to challenge this. Otherwise, people are condemned to extreme poverty and slave labour. Is it any wonder that those people are forced to escape and try to find a better life? And the third thing that I want to point out is climate change. So if you look at what's happening in Iran and across Syria, and that area that used to be a huge food-producing area that is now suffering from increasing drought. Or you look at North Africa and see that those lands are virtually uninhabitable. Again, is it any wonder that people can't make a living and are forced to flee? So as well as calling for emergency help for people who are actually about to die through drowning, we have to think about those bigger issues and we have to think about the way we organise ourselves in this country to be more fair, more sustainable, so we are not putting those enormous pressures on the rest of the world. But for the time being, the immediate cry is don't let them drown.
Thank you, Gillian, from the Green Party.
I'm Louise Haig, I'm Labour's parliamentary candidate in Sheffield Heeley. Thank you for inviting Jeremy to speak here today. In the current political climate where immigration is blamed for everything from failures in the NHS to traffic and from the economy to the sewerage system, the work of South Yorkshire Migrant and Asylum Action Group is so important, and the campaigning work you do, so I'm really pleased to be here today. Because we all know that austerity has been used as a way to entrench inequality, to entrench the divide between working people and to pit people against each other. Because over the last 5 years, we've seen the politics of fear, of prejudice and of hatred on the rise, dividing people, dividing the old versus the young, the working versus those against on benefits, the deserving poor versus the undeserving poor, and Indigenous British against migrants. And as the granddaughter of Irish and Spanish women, I not only found the concept of Indigenous British people completely absurd, I find it completely offensive, and I have huge empathy with migrants travelling here, because being Irish, of Irish descent, I know, and my family know what it's like to be oppressed by the British government. And we see evidence of this in the Let Them Drown policy, a policy so lacking in basic humanity is barely believable, because we've lost sight of that fact in this country and in the debate and the narrative on immigration, that these people fleeing these very, very desperate situations are exactly that. They're people just like you and I, their grandparents and their parents, their wives and mothers, and their other people's children. And we desperately need a more humane immigration policy in this country. And nowhere is that more clear than in our detention policy at the moment in the UK, a subject that my colleague Paul Blomfield has been campaigning vociferously on. We're the only country in Europe to have indefinite detention for people who are guilty of no crime other than trying to escape desperate situations and pursue a better life. So Labour are calling for strict time limits on detention, to pursue other alternatives to detention. But above all, we need to change the political debate in this country, and we need to talk about immigration and migrant workers in a completely different way, and stop pandering to racism and prejudice and hatred. So thank you for having me today, and solidarity with your campaign.
Thank you very much.
Right, hello, my name is Ben Jacobson. I'm the chair of Barnsley Trades Council, and I'm also the parliamentary candidate for the Trade Unionists and Socialist Coalition in Barnsley Central. And in terms of both of those organisations, that's why we're here today. Like my sisters and brothers in Sheffield Trades Council, we discussed this demonstration at our last meeting and have urged people from Barnsley to come through to join them. And I'm proud to be a candidate for a party in the election that is completely opposed to the way that migrants have been used by all the main parties in this election, from UKIP and the Westminster parties. Can I say that if you look at the images of ships, leaking ships sinking in the Mediterranean, drowning people who are desperate to get a decent life, you couldn't get a starker image of what's wrong with the society, the world in which we live. A world which has been dominated now for decades by neoliberalism. A world which it is therefore acceptable for capital to go anywhere in the world, to do anything it needs to do in terms of exploiting people, exploiting raw materials, exploiting the environment. But let the people who are victims of that neoliberalism, whether it be wars, whether it be poverty, whether it be drought, let those victims attempt to try and protect themselves by coming to Europe, to coming to the West, then the barriers are up. Fortress Europe really is Fortress Europe, and it doesn't get much more cynical than the Tory minister who said, well, when the funding was withdrawn for the limited help that was given for the refugees crossing the Mediterranean, when he said that maybe if a few ships sink, that will deter the rest. It takes you back, actually, to the 18th century and the shooting of admirals to encourage the others. It's a disgusting policy and something that I think it made me ashamed to be British when I heard that. And I'm ashamed to think that what the British government and the rest of Europe are doing, and they're certainly not doing it in my name, and it's something I'm pledged to fight to see a change for. And I'm also opposed to a world and a government that welcomes in rich migrants. Migrants can come to Britain from anywhere, as long as they've got the money, they're welcome here. We should say quite the opposite to that. Actually, the people I want to see being allowed to come and settle and work in this country are the people who are suffering. Suffering, whether that be poverty, whether it be from war. People often suffering as a result of what British imperialism has done in the world. And I think it's fantastic to see so many people protesting here today. And I hope this can be the beginning of a movement that makes sure that in the future, no one else will drown trying to come and get a safe life.
And many thanks from Barnsley, from the Trade Union Council.
Hello everyone. I formerly only been in my work for the Sunday, and the other day I've just talked, but I'm Reverend Sean McCready of Doncaster Unitarian and Free Christian Church, and Secretary of Doncaster Interfaith, and I'm also Vice Chair of the Conversation Club in Doncaster, the main support group for asylum seekers and refugees, and we are seeing more and more people coming. We had 114 people in the Conversation Club this week, and they come with dreadful tales. And what really perplexes and infuriates me is the lies that you spread around, that people come looking for an easy life and looking for a free handout and looking to take it easy. It is a massive, dangerous, perilous struggle to get out of a difficult situation and get to a place where at least there is a chance of safety. The theme for Refugee Week this year is celebration. It is to celebrate the courage that it takes to be a refugee.
My name is David Price, and I'm heavily involved in SIMAG, the South Yorkshire Migration and Asylum Action Group, which has launched this demonstration today. And we did it because we feel there's a need for compassion for people in the Mediterranean who are trying to cross and in the hands of very dangerous traffickers. And then the European governments have really bowed out, and I think they have two ships in the whole of the Mediterranean to try to help any refugees who are at risk of drowning, and that's nothing like enough. And the Italians had quite a good system, but the European government, including our own government, have decided they can't afford to pay for it to save people's lives. It's just not good enough. And as Gillian Creasy said, there are huge underlying problems that need tackling as well. I also represent a national body called the Movement Against Xenophobia, which is fighting against the terrible racism that has taken over a lot of the media and a lot of politicians in recent times. And we all need to struggle against this. You will see a poster campaign in the stations, the tube stations across the country before the election, all about the great contribution that immigrants make to our country. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David.
Hello, my name is Melanie Horsett and I represent Talibé Trust from Senegal, West Africa, and I'm here today to basically support the fact that no human life is better than another. We should not condemn anybody to death. And that's basically what is happening by letting these people drown in the sea alone, fighting for their lives. You would not like that for your family. Why should we let it happen for any family? This is about human rights for everybody. This is about all of us together. And the fact that you make one person or one group superior to any other That is wrong. This is injustice, and this is unfair. This is inhumanity. This is what we should be fighting for. We should be fighting together that no human life should be lost in such a disgusting way and with disrespect. We should respect each other, and that's why we're standing here today. Let's not let any more children die. Let's not let any more women die. Let's not let any more men die needlessly. Because by closing our eyes and not saying anything, we are condemning people. We have to stand up and speak. We have to stand up and say, no, this is not good enough. We have to tell our government that, no, this is not good enough. Human lives are being lost. We have to do something today.
Thank you very much. From Senegal. We are demonstrating about people drowning in the Mediterranean and our government's attitude towards them and the callousness of not providing funds for naval vessels to pick them up. So we are now moving to the UKBA Vulcan House to continue our protest at that point. Thank you.
Hi, I'm John Grace, Chair of SIMAC.
Thank you all for coming today. I think it's been a really worthwhile demonstration. I think when we decided to do this is the only demonstration outside London on this issue, and we felt that we ought to have something in Sheffield, both to tell people in Sheffield what's going on, because even with some media cover, loads of people don't actually realise that last year 3,500 people died trying to cross the Mediterranean, or that 1,000 came to Europe over Christmas in the depths of winter. I mean, that makes, you know, the nonsense about deterring people by letting them die, the nonsense that it is. And also the inhumanity of all that. I mean, I'm staggered, you know, when I saw the statement in the House of Lords about this, you know, that they thought that depriving people, you know, of their life would somehow discourage others from coming to the United Kingdom. Even if it were true, which it isn't. I mean, what a policy? What are the ethics? What's the morals about that kind of policy? And I felt ashamed, you know, that my government and EU governments as a whole were taking that disgusting situation. But I thought I'd speak just to say, you know, people say, well, what can you do about it? Well, this is what you can do about it. You can actually demonstrate, you can show people in cities like Sheffield what's going on, right? And I think lots of people, there were some people who, you know, were unsympathetic, but lots of people came up as we were marching through Sheffield saying, is that the scale of it? And, you know, you're right, or we'll sign the petition. So I think we've made our mark in Sheffield today and done a really good job. But the final thing I want to say is, well, what can we do about it? Well, the point is, what can the government do about it? And if you think about it, they could do a lot. You know, they're talking now, the EU, about setting up centres in, you know, war-torn Libya, for instance. Oh, wonderful. You know, I mean, they'll get shot at as soon as they actually open their offices or whatever there. It's nonsense, yeah? Why don't British embassies, British consulates, you know, in Lebanon, in Jordan, right, in Turkey, actually open their doors and say to people, we'll give you visas to get to the United Kingdom. In the United Kingdom, they can then apply for asylum. All right, I mean, the British government might actually refuse them some of that time, but at least they'll get the chance to get to the United Kingdom to actually claim asylum. They could do that tomorrow. At Calais, they could set up a consulate. Yeah, and actually, at Calais at present, there are Eritreans, there are Syrians, there are Palestinians. You know, had a terrible winter there. Quite a few, one or two of them died actually as a result of that. And the British government's kind of answer to that is build a higher fence at Calais. That's what we need. You know, they took the steel fence from the NATO summit in South Wales. And David, what they call him, the Prime Minister, he actually said, I'll give it to Calais, you know, to help our security. Even the Yvette Cooper, the spokesperson for Labour on this, wants more security at Calais. Yeah? Keep them out. Absolutely disgusting, disgraceful policies. Well, we can demand safe routes for migrants, safe routes for refugees. And the British government could do that tomorrow, as I say, by opening those
consulates, those embassies in those various countries to give visas so people can claim asylum. So when people look at it and say, we can't do anything, just say, nonsense, we did it. We organised a demo in Sheffield to educate people, and we can, and the British government can do a hell of a lot more, you know, by very simple things that I've mentioned. Thank you all for coming. Be good.
And if anybody else wants to address the Vulcan House, please step forward.
We now actually present the petition. I think Tessa over there, when it's finished with the camera, will go to the door and actually present the signatures to the Home Office. This is, you know, the branch of the Home Office in Sheffield, and Theresa May is theoretically in charge of this, as with all the other reporting centres in the north and well, throughout the country. So we thought we'd actually present them directly with the petition. So Tessa will do that in a few minutes. If anybody else wants to speak, please.
We'll sing a song.